Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Oh, laughs.
Oh, that's the best. As if you only have one kid.
Hey, look. David, so why are you laughing? Tell the people why you're laughing.
Because anytime I know he wants to show me a picture of his child, I know it's not going to be the boy.
Doesn't do anything yet.
Like, you want to see the cutest picture of my kid? I was like, you have two kids, man. You have two.
He just started smiling like a couple weeks ago, all right? It's about to get really cute.
He is freaking adorable.
He's a handsome little boy.
He's so cute. He's so chill. Yeah. And he like coos too, like a little baby.
Dude, my dad said the fucking sweetest thing to me the other day, dog. He came to kick it. Veda had gone to IKEA with Chia and it was just me and Q chilling. And my dad came through and he was just hanging out for a bit. And so I'm changing Q's diaper. And, you know, at first my dad's like, you're a good dad, Tim. And I was like, thanks. Because he said that before. I'm like, thanks, dad. But then he was like, and I was like, you too. He's like, but I couldn't do half the things you do as a dad. I was like, what? What do you mean?
Feed you. Touch you.
Nurture you, you know.
Acknowledge your existence.
And I was like, what do you mean, dad? He's like, well, you know, You're so patient, you know. He's like, and you're such a positive person, and he's like, it's good for like fatherhood. And I'm like, well, thanks, Dad. Because like,
well, what did you do?
Yeah, because I don't remember him ever being, like, I don't remember my dad ever popping off on me. Like, mm-hmm. I could tell when he was angry, but he never like yelled at me.
Oh,
right?
Here comes Tim's perfect life again. Please continue.
I got whooped, all right, up till when I was like six. But
me too. So but I was 32.
16, yeah.
I was 32. That was the last time my dad hit me.
Well, here's what's funny is my dad goes, I'm like, Dad, you know, I try to keep it positive, you know, because like life is short, right? He's like, yeah, I've lived long enough. I can be negative.
Ty smile. More like Ty frown. That's still my favorite Yelp review of all time, dude.
Ty scowl, dude.
Ty scowl.
Was that it? Something like that.
That's so fucking funny, dude.
Yelp.
I'm not angry. This is just my face.
I have resting angry face.
Whoa, he's actually acknowledging you as a father at such an early age of, you know, for you.
Yeah, I mean, I just, he's just kind of watching me change the poopy diaper and was like, hey, you're a good dad. I was like, well, thanks, man.
Let me tell you something. This is what I wanted to talk about. And I know you can relate because you've already had your wedding festivities.
Yeah.
So I'm having a very small wedding. It's not going to be crazy. It's literally tiny as shit. 70 people. It's honestly probably not going to be that fun.
No, it's going to be great.
It's just for the festivities.
Mm-hmm.
But did you have to deal with your parents being really annoying?
Glory to God. I told my parents that. Well, this was their idea. I'll tell you why I didn't have to deal with them being annoying, okay? Initially, I was like, hey, Dad, I'm going to give you 20 spots in my invite list to invite your homies. 20 out of 200 is a lot, okay? He's like, that's it? How are we supposed to decide? I'm like, what you think? That's why, exactly.
That's my life.
What are you saying, right? Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about, Dad? And then we had a little, like, I was like, what? And then he came back and was like, I talked to your mom. You don't have to invite any of our friends. We're going to have a separate Thai wedding. I was like, lit. Thank you.
So perfect.
We handled everything the way we wanted to. We invited all our people. Didn't have to worry about fucking a bunch of Thai people I hadn't seen since I was 3 years old. You know what I'm saying? And so they had their own Thai wedding that they organized and I ended up paying for, of course, but
hold on a second. That's hella funny, actually.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm just going to do this wedding, and then you pay for it.
Well, here's what's funny.
How does that help?
Here's what's funny, dog. Without getting into specifics of how much the second wedding cost, my dad's like, oh, don't worry. When Thai people give presents for a wedding, you're going to get so much money in the envelopes. I was like, great. So we actually made a lot of money in the little envelopes. He's like, okay, and just so you know, the wedding cost us this much. I ended up breaking even, dog, from the envelopes and how much I paid for the separate Thai wedding.
Wow.
So I say all that to say, no, I did not have to deal with them because we had two weddings. But you have a different story, I'm assuming.
It's like this. Like, what I dislike is I wish my mom would have just been annoying up front.
Aha.
Because then I could have dealt with it then.
Yeah.
You know, but up until this whole point, she knows this is a 70-person wedding, which means literally a handful of my friends are going to be there. Handful. And I did it based on people I see the most and also convenience.
And you got family coming as well?
I don't have that much. It's mainly all Mariel's family. So okay. I really don't have that many people.
Yeah.
So.
And for those of y'all who haven't had a wedding, 70 or even 200 sounds like a lot. But you got to remember, that's half for the wife, half for you. So really, that breaks it down to 35 for you, dog.
Yeah.
That's not a lot at all.
Yeah, and I didn't get the 35. I got like 25. So.
And then motherfuckers want to bring plus ones. They got exactly. Couples. They're married. That brings your list from 35 to like 15, exactly. 20. Yeah.
It's like nothing. And yeah. So, you know, I'm doing this whole thing and I told her like, look, this is what it is. And like kids can't come because most of my friends too, they don't want their fucking kids there. Cause like, this is my time to have fun. Don't even invite my fucking kids.
Right.
You know, other people are like, nah, I can't sit. But my friends were like the Sacramento friends that'll be, there's only a few. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, you can't bring your kids.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck them kids. Like, yeah. I'm not fucking bringing my kids. This is like the one time I get to come out and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to your wedding. I'm going to drink up. And the next day I'm going to go to Disneyland. I'm going to do all this other shit. So I'm not bringing my fucking kids.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, great. And so, you know, I get a call from my cousin and he was like, oh, so I just talked to your mom. And she says, you know, I could bring the kids. Mm. I'm like, hold on a second. Let me call you back real quick. And I called my mom. I was like, so what's this thing of you just inviting a bunch of children to the wedding? She goes, they can't come? I was like, I literally told you there's no kids at the wedding. And you said you don't care as long as you and our dad are, that's it.
Yeah.
So why the fuck would you invite like 7 new people?
Yeah.
Where do you think, she goes, I'll pay for it. There's no space.
Yeah.
It's not a money thing.
Yeah.
The venue is made for 70 people.
You know, a lot of people don't realize how weddings work. And I didn't know until the homies started getting married, right? I didn't know that, you know, I had to the first grown person wedding I got invited to, I didn't RSVP for a long time because I was like, I was treating it like a club invite. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go, oh yeah, I'll pull up. I'm gonna bring my homegirl, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh, you don't realize, oh, you RSVP because you have a plate of food with your name on it. You have a specific seat at the table with your name on it. People need to know what the fuck's going on, right? So, you know, I think a lot of people that haven't been to weddings, for one, they think like, oh, I'll just bring my kids.
Yeah.
Or also if they're younger, they think, oh yeah, I'm gonna just come with my homegirl. That's cool, right? Because they don't know how this shit works.
It's like, you gotta pay for that shit too. And then we have to set it up on the whole seating arrangement shit. And so it's like, it's a lot more complicated. Yo, shout outs to Dumb at your wedding though. You know?
I was just about to bring that up. This fool dumbfounded, pulled up with some woman I've never seen in my entire life.
You wanna know something fucking funny? So like, when you know somebody for X amount of years, right?
Yeah.
You already know what they're gonna do. Now, you told me about that information after, right? But I remember sitting there and I see this ghostly looking Asian woman just float in. And I looked at Bart, I was like, how much you want to bet that's Dumb's date? Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be Dumb's.
So like, funny.
Because she looks super artsy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like little fucking...
Little Korean pixie doll.
Little fucking bowl cut, fucking little cat eyes. I was like, I'll bet you $1 million that's Dumb's date right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was.
And I don't know how, but they found her a seat. She was able to eat dinner, all that shit.
You made it happen.
We made it happen. Glory to God. Hey, man, look, the universe was...
You want to hear something fucking funny? We were talking to our food dude, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, on the off chance that our Asian parents pull some Asian shit, he goes, listen, we already know. We have all the meals set, and then we cook 4 extra ones just in case
Perfect. Somebody
starts some shit, and they're like, last minute, they want to change. We always do 4 or 5 extra stuff because there's always parents that just go, I don't like this.
Mm.
I'm like, I like you, so we're good. He goes, yes. We got you. Don't even worry about it.
Let me ask you this, dog. How are your parents when you eat at public restaurants with them?
It depends. So, like, my parents are actually pretty reserved and shy.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things too, my parents actually don't go out to eat a lot. Yeah. So one, I think my dad actually has like crazy social anxiety. So he gets nervous ordering things. He doesn't know what the fuck it is.
Mm.
And so he just won't, he'll just be like, you order. I was like, I don't know what you like. So now I just order everything for them.
Yeah, then
my mom doesn't speak any English. So she waits for me to order everything else too. Mm-hmm. So it's always been like, unless we go to a Korean restaurant.
Mm, of course, yeah. You know what my mom's done ever since I was a little kid? Now, we also didn't eat out much. If we ate out, it was like a special occasion.
Yep.
Okay? That being said, I kind of understand where my mom is coming from with this, but it's also still very annoying, okay? Even more so now that I've worked at a restaurant for some years. When we would go to a restaurant, you know, table for 3, whatever, whatever, the host would take us to a table, and my mom would go...
I love that face.
She would put on her disapproving face. Can we get a table by the window? Oh, okay. Server will take us to a place by the window. Can we get one by the blah blah blah? Like every time we've gone to eat at a restaurant when I was younger, the hostess would have to take us like 3 different tables before we actually sat down.
You definitely had spit in your food quite a few times. 100% you did.
It was like guaranteed, bro. And especially now after working at a restaurant and understanding there's like a seating thing that the hostess has to follow. You know, there's only a certain amount of servers per section. Like there's a system, right? I try to be very like, come on, mom. I mean, in her mind, she's like, yo, we barely go out. If I'm paying for this table, I want to sit somewhere that I want to sit, right? I get it. But at the same time, I'm like, can you relax?
Yeah. Like... It's so funny because usually like Asian people don't do that, right? Because they don't want to like stir shit up.
Yeah.
So the fact that your mom's doing that is actually pretty fucking hilarious. I've never seen Asian people do that shit.
It's what she do, dog. My mom's different, bro.
Your mom is fucking funny. Like I said, I will always, I wish I could just have that as my screensaver. Your mom is doing. fucking squaring up on you, dog.
Previous episode, didn't know what we're talking about. Okay, so when you would go, what would you say is your Korean mom's favorite not Korean restaurant?
In-N-Out.
Really?
My mom craves In-N-Out like a motherfucker.
How interesting.
I ate, if we ever had fast food, it was majority of the time, if it was a burger, it was In-N-Out.
Really?
She loves In-N-Out like a motherfucker, dude. She loves the fries. She loves the double. She always gets the same shit, double fries and a soda.
That's beautiful.
That's the most American thing that she eats.
Wow.
So she craves, she actually, her second favorite food, I think, comparatively, it's either Vietnamese food or it's Thai food.
Yes.
She fucking loves Thai food.
Hell yeah.
So whenever she goes, order me all, because I think she likes like the explosion of flavors. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and it's so different from any other Asian food that she has. Mm-hmm. So she'll crave. So every time I go back to Sacramento, she wants me to take her to a Thai spot.
Thai.
But she needs to eat Thai food over here in LA because it's just different.
Yeah, Thai Town got some poppin' spots, bro.
That's what I was going to do and I forgot.
Take her to Thai Town?
Yeah, well, that too. And I you know that dessert spot in Thai Town? It's next to like Crispy Pork Gang. It's like in a little plaza.
No.
Okay, well, they have a bunch of shit. I don't know what the fuck it is.
So
I was just going to order everything and have you tell me what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, here's where that would have not worked out.
Okay.
It's because as far as Thai desserts go, I'm very familiar with them. I don't know what none of them shits are called, though. Oh. For me, it's always like, oh, the gelatinous shit that has the little coconut flavoring
like
to it.
In a Korean dessert
store. Yeah, I never knew what they were actually called growing up. My mom would make them shits. It's just crazy. There's this one dessert. It's like a bunch of little gelatin variations, but to get like a special fragrance to it, it's crazy. My mom used to make it when I was little. She would get like a bucket and put all the shit in there, and then she would light a little thing on fire and close it to get the essence.
Smoke.
Yeah, like that. It's a very specific smoke flavor. It's not even a smoky flavor. It's crazy, man. I used to see her making it all the time. I still don't know what it's called.
Your mom's a sorceress, dude. I don't think that was food she was making.
It's witchcraft. Yeah, she's witchcraft. Cursing my dad.
Have you had this thing where your dad starts coughing in the back? I know what you're doing in there.
Still alive.
It was like this little coconut thing. It was like a half circle and it was fried. It was like, it looked like a pancake almost.
Yes.
Bro, what the fuck was that?
So, and it's mushy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dog, I obliterated.
Aren't they so good?
They, one of the best things I've ever had.
Yeah.
And it was me, Mariel, and her best friend. And I wanted to take in there because every time I went there, there's like a couple of Thai people that I know that are like chefy people. And they always order stuff, but they don't tell me what it is. And I just eat it.
Yeah.
So I just couldn't remember what the fuck it was.
Man.
And I remember that was good. And if I hadn't eaten like in years, ate it, blew my fucking mind.
I don't know what that shit's called, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Kind of like fried, coconutty, squishy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody who's Thai out there, tell me what it's called. Huh?
Do you fuck with liver?
I do. I eat liver specifically like in soups. Mm. But you know, like when they, like the American style where they fucking sauteed in a pan with onions.
Liver
and shit.
Onions? Yeah.
I don't like it.
You know what, man? My mom kind of, I think, so growing up in the restaurant at Thai Smile we had Thai Smile for 20 years. Originally.
Thai Scowl.
Thai Scowl. Thai Cry. Thai Depressed. of course, as a younger lad, I was sticking to the basics, you know, pot Thai, fried rice all the time. And then I really began to explore the whole menu, like Thai shit that even my mom had never even really ordered for me. And there's a version of, it's like lap, but they use liver instead, sliced up liver.
Oh.
It's called tap wan, which means sweet liver.
Tap wan.
And it's that, but with lap flavors. And, I kind of developed a taste for liver. And, you know, if you order the real boat noodles with all the fucking shit in there, the tripe, the fatty parts of the beef, and the liver, pop it.
I do boat noodles, but I always take out the tripe.
Oh, man.
I can't do tripe, man. I can't do it. It looks so fucking gross. It has a weird texture. Let me tell you something about that shit. My mom would always feed that shit to me every winter because we would have a soup called komtang.
Uh-huh.
Komtang is like a marrow soup.
Uh-huh.
It's just boiled over high heat.
Sounds delicious.
And so the fat emulsifies, so it looks like tonkotsu broth, like, you know, like in the Japanese, you know. And it just tastes like just bones and fucking marrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then there would be a shit ton of tripe in there. Thick honeycomb tripe. Every fucking year. I kid you, I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah.
My mom puts this fucking bowl in front of me and she goes, eat it. And I go, Mom, you know I can't eat this stuff. She goes, Korean people always say, the 비싼 거 뭔지 몰라. You don't know what expensive things are.
비싼 거 몰라.
뭔지 몰라.
뭔지 몰라.
Ah, that's close enough. That's pretty good though. So you don't know what expensive the good things are. Expensive things are.
Okay.
And so I would eat it, and immediately I throw up. Every fucking winter, eat it, and I go, and blah, I would throw up. She just goes, get the fuck out of my kitchen.
Oh my and God.
And then the next year she would forget again. That happened for almost 10 years.
Well, I want to taste your mom's coochie bombujula.
I tell you.
One day, okay? Have me over for a dinner. I'm going to eat your mom's coochie bombujula. And then
it didn't sound anything like that. And you just wanted to say it. You stupid idiot.
We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks. You're a bastard.
Speaking of dirty dinners, I randomly thought of this story the other day and I realized I don't think I've shared this on either one of my podcasts ever. So there was one time I was in Vegas, okay? And there was a very pretty Asian girl with a bunch of tattoos in the elevator. And I remember thinking, wow, this girl's hot, right? I got out of the elevator and I wasn't sure, and she was kind of looking, and you know, at a certain point during the like YouTube host stage, I couldn't tell if people were like checking me out or if they were just fans of the videos, right? But I tweeted, I was like, man, it was a hot ass girl in Vegas, tattoos I just saw, and then thinking like, oh man, I'm just gonna tweet about this girl, right? And she fucking was a follower, or like if someone like was like, hey, that was me, I was like, oh shit. So like me and this girl started just talking in the DMs and shit, texting. And then one day she came through for the smash. And I remember it was very like dope because, you know, she came through, but I think we were joking about like, yo, she come through in like like just a coat and like lingerie, right? And I thought we were joking, but then she came to my house, my parents' house. But I came to the door in a fucking coat, lingerie underneath, lit, super hot. But she had to change the clothes, okay? So I share that story. Now, I totally forgot about
this. You live in a fucking porno?
Yeah. I mean, look, the whole stage was very porno, okay? It was a lot of porno times. But I say all that to say, My parents, so fucking Asian, even if it was like a random smash, they'd be like, does she want food? So this girl, me and her, are in my room hanging
sex
out.
Sex burns a lot of calories.
My dad's like, "You can I get seconds or what? You gonna pass it down or what?"
You know, my favorite thing is leftovers.
So my parents hear me hanging out with this girl upstairs. My mom's like, "Well, I made food. Does she want any food?" Now me being like, "Oh God, all right." My mom wants to know if you want food. Not thinking at all this girl would come down to have dinner after we just like randomly smashed, right? She's like, "What did you make?" And it was like fucking like fried fish with my mom's like sauce and shit. She's like, "Yeah." She comes down, bro, sits at the table. Now she's not in the trench coat anymore. She's in regular clothes because she bought like a change of clothes.
Smart.
Smashing this food, bro. Eating so much fucking the soup, the rice, the fish, tearing it up. Like, oh my God, this is so good. Tearing it up.
And she's got a foot up. Like the cartoon, she takes the fish in her mouth like this.
Sucks the whole thing up. Yeah, bro, like tearing it up. And of course, my mom, who's like, whose love language is like feeding
she's
people,
in love with her.
She fucking is like so happy that this random girl I just smashed is like loving her soup, you know? And I don't think I ever really even hung out with her after that. Not because she was lame, but you know,
it's just, mom's just like, "So what happened to the girl?
What happened to, what's her name?"
Even now she goes, "You know, she is great."
But no girl has eaten my soup like that girl.
But you remember the girl that put the foot on the table.
I was like, "Where is lingerie trench coat girl?" But yeah, man, I kind of blocked that story out of my head until a couple of days ago.
That's unheard of.
Isn't that crazy?
She must have been starving, dude.
I think she just really, well, that and, well, you know, we worked up a little appetite, you know what I'm saying? But also, I think she just really loved food. And once I told her, "Yo, I got dinner, if you want it," she was like, "Fuck yeah."
I'm famished. She couldn't wait. You guys were fucking,
Or she was one of those that was like, "I thought you were going to take me to dinner before we did anything." I was like, "No."
Where did you meet this girl?
Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah.
How random.
Very, very random. Just kind of.
You're a bold man. You just bring some random lady to your parents' home.
Oh, bro, host stage, Tim. It was randoms all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And your parents knew what was going on up there.
Yeah, yeah. As long as I didn't get, my dad was just like, "Don't get anyone pregnant," you know.
Damn, you got cool parents, dude.
Thai people, when it comes to sexual things, are just kind of like whatever about it, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Knocks, you know what your mom likes, right? Let me teach you how to do it.
But that's like, so I heard you in there. You got to try this position out.
Damn, yeah. That's crazy.
Thai people have always, you know, as far as like, and now my experience when I speak of Thai people, like I'm sure there's more, prudish Thai people,
yeah,
and people that aren't as like free thinking about this. But as far as my experience goes with Thai people and Thai culture, it's always been very like casual and almost like joking about sex. You feel me? Like my parents always joked about that shit. All my dad's friends, like people always ask me like, "How do your parents feel when you were making all these sexual jokes?" I'm like, "Where do y'all think I got this shit from?" You know?
Those are my dad's jokes, dude.
Yeah, seriously. Because when I was like even a little kid, all I would hear is my dad's friends joking about like just dicks and pusses all the time, you know, all the time. And you go to Thailand and
hey, who's hornier, Japanese people or Thai people, huh?
I think Thai people outwardly horny.
Mm-mm.
Japanese people very horny, ashamed, but ashamed of where their horniness takes them.
"I'm so horny, but I'm a shy. I want to fuck, but I can't."
And then they get to Thailand, I'm like, and they're like, "You suck a dick like I suck a dick."
Yo, did you see that video clip of the Japanese dude that went to a concert? It was like some type of, I'm fucking up the genre, but it's like reggaeton type of shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, dance hall.
Yes,
dance hall. Oh, and he starts super fucking going hard, humping that girl.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. That's the exact example of what you're talking about. Because where are you from? "I'm from Japan." oh, I like to dance.
Yeah.
And then he goes off. And then I think he sprains his ankle too.
So that in dance hall culture is called daggering when you hump somebody like that.
Does the people's balls not hurt when they do that?
You're not really humping with your balls. You're like hitting it with the, like more like the, your hip bone, like the, like your pelvic bone.
But the motion though, pock, pock.
No, not really.
I'm really bad in bed. I'm exposing myself too much.
I mean, just in terms of like, because I would do that shit at the club sometimes, just fucking around. Like, it's always fun when you have somebody that knows that's how you're going to be dancing.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, you start the regular grinding, but then like as you like get into it, like, and you grab the hips and you do like a pa, pa type shit real hard because it's funny.
I've never, and I can't do it. I don't have the riz for it. I don't have the riz. Steve's.
You just
Robin Couch, would you let a guy do the daggering to you?
Nope.
What if it's a guy you really like and you guys had rapport?
It's so hard to say because like if I this is gonna sound bad, but if I really like somebody, he can do a lot. But I don't know. I've never been confronted.
I'm gonna paint the scenario for you, right?
Okay.
So you're in the club.
Oh,
the dance hall music is going.
Never.
There is a man, sexy as hell. You guys look into each other's fucking pupils. His dreads flowing. He goes, locks. I'm sorry. His beautiful locks are going just everywhere. It looks like the Matrix when they were dancing in the. And he goes, white chocolate item gas. You want me to dagger that ting behind you? You gonna let him? Yes or no?
No, a stranger. No, if it was like a joke with somebody I was like in a relationship with, like maybe, but a stranger, definitely not.
Okay, well, now you have Molly in you.
Now I can't give proper consent.
Ah, that's right.
Well, here's the thing, right? If you're somebody, because it's very much a cultural thing, you feel me? Like dancing like that.
I can do
like
it.
If you're somebody who really like fucks with dance hall music and is around people that like dance like that, it almost isn't even sexual. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's doing it.
It's just kind of like it's a dance move, you know? It's like, it's something. Have you seen the crazy videos from Jamaica where people are like jumping off tables and like and doing that type of shit?
Literally, I saw a guy do that daggering thing, but they stacked two tables up.
Mm-hmm.
He was, and he jumped, and he basically WWE slammed this girl with her legs open like this.
Yeah,
that
bro.
Is crazy.
So that shit's crazy, right? But, and I'm not trying to say like everybody dances like that, but it's just kind of like a part of the culture, you know? And so when I would go, now mind you, like, like one of my best friends growing up was Jamaican, but this was like my preschool homie. We weren't going to like parties like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But just going to like clubs where like it was a hip hop dance hall room and just like knowing different people. It's just, you know, grinding is just kind of like a part of dancing. And then the daggering shit was just fun.
Grinding, I understand. That just happens. The daggering is insane.
I think the way the Japanese dude did it was a little, he went from 0 to 100, you feel me?
Like, 0 to 1,000, dude. That fool fulfilled his last, I think he was like a Make-A-Wish Foundation kid, and he fulfilled his dying wish. He looked like he was in heaven.
Yeah.
Like euphoria. He goes, this is what I always want. And he just went at it.
Well, you know, there's like a huge dance hall like community in Japan.
Really?
Yeah, like it's really big out there. Like where like all these Japanese people are, you know, they wear fucking Jamaican colors all the time and their hair's locked up. And
Japanese people do, they have a cholo community out there too.
Yeah, yeah. And there's one in like Thailand that I saw clips of too.
What the fuck is that about? It's crazy. And they legit look like cholos.
Yeah.
If he didn't open his mouth and be going, what's up? I'm a cholo. I would have never known. There's a guy on Instagram that's popular. He teaches people how to be a cholo, but he's Japanese.
Really?
Yeah. He goes, style. Pants. Mustache.
Cortez.
And he teaches people how to like do like cholo things, but it's like a very unique subset. I was hoping I would see like a cholo out there when I was in Japan. I didn't see him, but I guess it's like a small group.
Yeah, bro. I don't know where you got to go in Japan, but there's like a huge community, like dance hall community out there where there's like, you know, dance hall clubs and they're dancing like that, you know?
When's the last time you danced with Chia? Like that.
Oh, last time I like danced with Chia where we actually grinded a little bit, probably at her friend's wedding in Canada. Fuck, a couple years ago.
Oh, I mean, because they have kids and stuff now. It's different.
Yeah, we haven't been anywhere where there's music. We don't dance anymore.
Baby shark. Doo, 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 doo.
Now, the most dancing I've been doing is Veda loves this video called Oopsie Doopsie, where it's like a bunch of zombies and like little like cartoon zombies and skeletons dancing around. And it's like a boom tsa, boom tsa, oopsie doopsie. We've been just dancing around in circles.
Dude, it's actually kind of that's hilarious, by the way. Upset. That's fucking catchy. I already got caught. But it's actually pretty hard to make catchy, like, children's music. I've seen quite a few people try to do children's music, and I'm like, it's good, but it's not catchy.
Yeah.
Like, what's this fucking thing missing?
Yeah.
Like, what's the Baby Shark formula? What's the oopsie doopsie?
You know what's crazy is Baby Shark has been around for a long, long time.
I only found out recently.
Yeah.
How come I never heard it as a kid?
Me neither. But when I was with my ex, which was 15 or so years ago, 14, 15 years ago, when she went to camp, she learned that song. And she would sing it randomly. Baby shark, doo 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 doo. And that's where I first heard it.
What is, I really want to figure out the formula to make a popping kid song. Because like, people who are inclined to do music, they try to do it. And I'm like, this is good, but it's not sticking in my head.
I know.
Like Baby Shark stuck in my head. Even that oopsie doopsie with the way you said it, that's going to stick in my head.
So I have, for the past like 2 weeks, I've been waking up singing one of Veda's favorite videos. It's this Halloween song. And it's like, well, I forgot it now, but but the shit's been, and it might be because the kids, they hear it and they want to sing it. They want to watch it over and over and over again. But yeah, man, there's a lot of money in that Baby Shark, bro.
I know you did the song for Veda, but that's more for adults.
Yeah, and no one, and that's not stuck in anyone's head because the views are only at 70,000 views and like, it's pretty trash views. It's as far as one of my music videos goes.
Like, oh, this guy's a kid. Who cares?
Yeah, man? No one gives a shit about that.
Have you ever thought about doing a child song?
Yeah, and I'll tell you about it right after this break. Me and Conceited from Wildin' Out, we put out a couple of little kids' videos with puppets.
But was it like a song though?
No, it was just like we did like kind of hipper versions of ABCs, and we did like a eyes and ears type song. And the little kids that have seen it, like you know, they enjoy the videos, but I wouldn't say it's one of those things that gets like stuck in your head, you know?
That's what you gotta figure out.
Not like whoopsie doopsie. Ding 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 ding.
That's already catchy as shit. Like what the fuck? That's already catchy as shit.
Oh, there it goes. It's Halloween night, not a soul in sight. That's one of the things that's stuck in my head.
That sounds great too.
Is it the same formula as a commercial jingle, you think?
Shit, probably, bro. Let me tell you. Oh, Robin Couch, thank you for bringing this up because nothing has made me want a Whopper more than BK, have it your way. That shit has been in my head for the past like 2 months. And like every day I'm like, maybe we should order Whoppers today, babe, because that fucking Burger King jingle has been in my head, dog.
When was the last time you ate fucking Burger King, dude?
Probably.
I heard they're struggling, dude.
Are they?
Yeah, I heard they're struggling.
And that's fucked up because, you know, Burger King's like tasty when you get a good batch.
Burger King was the antithesis to McDonald's. It's like, hey, if you want to get that cheap fast shit, go to McDonald's. If you want a legit burger, you go to fucking Burger King.
Because it's that flame broiled that adds a little something something to it, right?
But then their burgers got smaller and they got a little shittier.
Whoppers are still pretty girthy. And I bite into a Whopper and I do like it. But to be honest, I think here's where it fucks up, right? Because if I was to choose between Burger King and Carl's Jr., I'm choosing Carl's Jr. because they're both flame broiled. But I don't know. I think Carl's Jr. just tastes better.
I'll never eat at Carl's Jr.
Your whole life?
No, I've eaten there. Oh. Yo.
I was like shook.
You idiot! My God, I didn't know I hit such a sore spot.
I love when I was on my fast food zip, man, Carl's Jr. was my shit.
Okay, so Carl's Jr., I ate there a lot back in the day when they used to have the $6 burger that wasn't $6.
Bam!
It was like $4.
Yeah,
The whole marketing ploy behind that is like, have you ever gone to a fancy restaurant and you ordered a $6 burger?
Yeah.
But over here, it's the same shit, but it's $4.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now their $6 burger is like $12.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, inflation and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they didn't really think that all the way through. Mm-hmm. But they just don't have anything on their menu that I crave. Like McDonald's has chicken McNuggets.
Yeah.
They have the soft serve. They have Filet-O-Fish and they have the breakfast sandwiches for me.
Yeah.
Right? Burger King, I actually like Burger King's French fries a lot.
Okay.
Their French fries are fucking delicious.
Chicken fries aren't bad either, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Chicken fries are halfway decent. Carl's Jr. has the crisp cut fries, right?
Yeah, dude.
So that's good. And then Jack in the Box has the curly fries,
which
is pretty hard to defeat with that and ranch.
Have you had the... the butter burger from Jack in the Box?
No. I always get the double Western bacon cheeseburger.
That's Carl's Jr.
No, that's Jack in the Box. They have their Western burger. It has like extra bacon, two patties, two cheeses.
Maybe you're right.
Mayo. It's literally the worst thing for you on the menu.
Yeah.
And it has fried onion rings in there.
Yes. Carl's Jr. has a similar burger. Very delicious. Jack in the Box. Have you had the Jack in the Box tacos?
Yes. Those are all, I mean, it's two tacos for fucking 99 cents.
Yes, but they're amazing. They're amazing.
Jack in the Box always gave me diarrhea, though.
Mm,
Taco Bell never did. I don't understand the Taco Bell diarrhea reference. Like, I've never had diarrhea from Taco Bell.
I defend Taco Bell like I'm defending my family. When people say, when I say I've had Taco Bell and people are like, oh, you're going to be running to the toilet. I'm like, you have a weak, bitch-made Mark ass, buster ass stomach. If ground beef and cheese and a tortilla gives you diarrhea.
I hate when people do that thing where they go to Taco Bell, their workers,
yeah,
and they show you how it's made. I'm like, please don't do this.
Yeah, who the fuck cares?
I don't want to see this. Like, I just want to eat it.
I see those and I'm like, duh.
Where they cut the meat out of a plastic bag and they squeeze it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't need to see this. I just want to know it tastes good.
Someone sent me a TikTok of how they make the McRib, where it was like, you know, a frozen thing, and they put it in the thing, and then they drench it in the sauce or whatever. They're like, you still want the McRib? I'm like,
yeah.
Obviously, are you stupid? Like, who thought McDonald's is making fresh fucking, like let the fresh ribs on the grill marinate in the sauce? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck are you revealing here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you thought it was a chef making that shit every time it came out?
Yeah, exactly.
No, what the fuck are you talking about?
So excuse me. C'est pas. Chocolate bleu. Would you like one rib, please? No.
Let me get one rib. Have you seen that?
Oh, that's so fucking funny, dude. That shit. See, comedy like that I very much enjoy because it's actually very fucking relatable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like if you worked anywhere where there was like some hood-ass motherfuckers there was always a person like that. just fucking making your life hella complicated. Just fucking shit up. I used to work at this fish and chip spot.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah. It was because, Asian people, we have community. So if my parents' friends needed some people to work there, I would just go and cover shifts for them.
Okay.
So I didn't get paid. I just worked there for free just to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time I would work there would always be some, because it was off this place in Sacramento, off of Mack Road, and Mack Road was pretty ghetto.
Okay.
And this person comes in, orders a whole like popcorn shrimp, French fries, drink the whole thing and hush puppies, right? I kid you fucking not. This guy ate everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, this shit was disgusting. I want my money back.
Ah.
And then I looked at it, I was like, cool, where's the food? He goes, I ate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and I remember I'm like super young and my brain fried because I couldn't compute what was going on. And I said, and I remember I just stopped and I was quiet. He goes, give me my money back. I'm like, you ate it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. He goes, yeah, it was disgusting. I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying. And I just remember I'm young. I'm like 16.
Yeah.
And my brain just like stopped because I couldn't understand how fucking stupid somebody could be.
Didn't make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously the owners came back and they dealt with it. They're like, he's trying to fucking play you right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I just didn't understand what to do. He goes, he's trying to get a free meal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay. So what do I do? He goes, just fucking give it to him. Just like, let it go. Because like, why sit here and argue with this guy? He ate the whole thing.
CPK, correct me if I'm wrong, CBK employees, but when I was working there, I do believe they had a policy where it's like, so every pizza is 10 inches, 6 slices, good enough for one hungry person, okay? But if the person has eaten more than 2 slices, they're no longer allowed to be like, I don't like this.
Yeah, you can get it from the first bite.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes no sense.
So it was a whole thing. Chris Rock, he took that character he did, and he used to do this thing on Living Color that used to crack me up. It's the same shit where, specifically, I remember this joke because it used to make me laugh, even as a little kid, where he's like, you know, how much for this soda? And he was like, $1. He's like, okay, well, how much for the diet soda? And he was like, $1. He's like, wait, how is it the same? How, this one has no sugar. How are you going to charge me the same? And he'd be like, how about I give you 75 cents? You let me suck the bubbles out.
It's crazy, but it's an exaggeration of fucking reality. But I definitely started to understand, like, when you guys start to, like, travel and you just talk to more people, a lot of the stuff that I used to think was like, oh, this is impossible in writing. And then I grow up, I'm like, wait, that's a real fucking person.
Yeah, man.
Like, when people write this stuff, it's from, like, personal experiences that they've seen before or some semblance of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I was in Japan, and, you know, I watch a lot of anime, and you'll see characters of anime in real life.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's a real fucking person. Because I always thought they're exaggerating this shit. Mm. And obviously there's a lot that there is. But like, for example, like Mary and I were cracking up because we were in a taxi cab and there was this older gentleman who was our taxi driver, and he laughed and spoke like taxi drivers in animes.
Mm.
And I was like, holy shit, this is a real person.
Hmm.
Blew my fucking mind. And I couldn't stop staring at him. I'm like, dude, how the fuck are you real, dude? You're a real fucking person. That's how he would laugh.
Fucking like spit bouncing out of his mouth and shit.
He was cracking up because Mariel confused the word in Japanese. Basically, she was saying the street name, but it also sounded like prison.
Ah.
So when she was telling him, he was like, basically she was saying like, can you take me to prison?
Hilarious.
And then he looked at me and her, he goes, eh? And he goes like this? And I'm like, is he telling us we can't come in? He's like, no. So he was doing handcuffs.
Oh.
He was like, why do you want to go to prison? And we're like, we don't want to go to prison. And he's like, what?
That's funny.
Yeah, so he thought he was asking us to take us to jail.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so fucking funny.
How good is Mariel's Japanese?
So she speaks with a different dialect. So Kyoto Ben.
Okay.
When Joe first heard her speak Japanese, because Joe speaks Tokyo Ben, so it was like the typical one that everybody hears.
Oh.
So he thought that her Japanese was terrible. Mm. But it was just because she was speaking like a little different dialect.
And where did she learn hers from?
She lived in Kyoto for, I think, about a year
or so. Oh, Kyoto Ben is from Kyoto. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so her Japanese is... It's actually not, I mean, I don't know. I don't really speak Japanese, right? But other people say it's pretty damn decent. Like, it's better than people who grew up in America and spoke Japanese with their parents.
All right.
Right? So, like, if I were to compare it, like, her Japanese is probably equivalent to my Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And her Korean is really, really fluent. Like, when she was Korea, a lot of people didn't even know that she was from the States.
Mm.
That's how good her fucking Korean is.
I see.
Mine, on the other hand, they looked at me like I was, like, a full-blown idiot.
Damn, isn't that crazy?
That's why I wish I was white. Or I was like black or Mexican.
Because then you speak a little Korean, they'd be like, whoa.
They would be impressed. Yeah. But over here, they're just like, ugh, this guy doesn't even know his language.
Hey, it's wild, man. Like, I thought my Thai was straight. And then you go to Thailand and then I remember being like 14 speaking Thai. And then they look at my mom and be like, oh, he has an accent, huh?
Yes.
Like, I'm right here.
Asian people are hella harsh to you when you don't speak the native language.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
Well, I mean, I guess you could say the same, like, out here, even, you know, you have a lot of people that just will speak really fluent English, but because they have an accent, they're like, oh, people look at me like I'm dumb. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're saying all the words correctly, but because they have the accent, people tend to look at them like, you're dumb.
I definitely have seen that where, like, they'll speak broken English back to them.
Yeah.
And it's like, listen, they can't speak it, but they can understand it.
Yeah.
You like this? Or you like that? It's like, they're just like, I don't understand you at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never do that. I just speak to them straight.
They say that you shouldn't baby talk your babies too much because they'll speak like they won't pick up the actual words as fast. You know, because if you're constantly like, that's all they hear, right? So they say you should talk to your babies like they're fucking regular ass people.
Pick up your shit, motherfucker!
Like that.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll be like, okay, bitch.
Step outside, bitch.
So you never baby talk?
I do sometimes because especially, well.
It's fun.
It's cute, right? But once I heard that, I do try to just talk, speak regularly to Veda, especially now, bro. Like, she absorbs and repeats everything, like everything.
I know. Once the kids hit two, I have to be very conscious about not saying crazy stuff around them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just like, because it's weird. I used to be so good at it, but nowadays, a lot of my friends don't care. They just curse in front of their kids. Yeah. So I'm like, I always get like caught up.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you this one shit. I got fucking mad at somebody that I knew because this is what's dumb, right? And then one of my friends had to step in and kind of scold her because she doesn't like it when people curse around her kids, right? But here's the dumb part about that shit. You brought your kid to a birthday party with alcohol, and you're at a barbecue function, and you brought your kid around, and then now you want 30 people at the party to watch what they say? Like, she couldn't compute or understand that you're the one who's at fault.
Yeah.
You're the terrible mother that brought your kid around a bunch of drunk people.
Dang.
And so, like, I was sitting there. We were telling the story with Joy. She goes, can you stop cursing in front of my fucking kid? And after she just said fuck in front of her kid. And I looked at her and I was like, do you know where you're at? And then my buddy steps in. He goes, hey, I want to step in here. He's like, actually, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And I was like, how are you going to tell all 30 people to stop what they're doing at an adult function because you decided to bring your kid around? Like, how the fuck? And I couldn't. I was like, are you dumb? Like, you're the bad parent right now.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to come to the party. You said, fuck it. I'm going to bring my kid here in front of with everybody who drinks. It's like, aren't you the bad person? I'm the normal one.
It's like taking your kid to an R-rated movie and being mad that she's hearing curse words, you know?
I didn't get it. And I just remember. And then she still didn't understand. She goes, well, why can't you guys just, like, stop cursing? It's like, what are you talking about now? Yeah. Everybody's drunk here.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, I'm sorry, everybody. Everybody trying to fucking baby shark. And stop drinking.
What she should have did is got her baby drunk.
I tried, man. I get the little baby whiskey, start throwing up gang signs and shit.
Bruh, let me tell you, when we're talking about Veda repeating shit, so the other day, so we call, you know, like, she calls her cooch her chocha, because I'll be like, oh, hi, you know, like, blah, 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 gotta, we're in the bath, gotta clean your chocha, clean your legs, whatever, right? So the other day, I guess I carried her in a way, like I had my hand, like something like hurt her, right? She was like, ouch, my chocha. I was like, oh, my bad. Changed my arms up, right? So then we get in the house and she's like, daddy, touch my chocha and it hurts. I was like, Veda.
Don't say that.
Let's not repeat that, please.
Oh my God.
And then she said it again later. She's like, my daddy touched your chocha, it hurts. I was like, no, Veda, no, don't say that. Let's not say that.
Dude, I just saw your life flash before your eyes right now. My ass is sweating. Like, that's not, I didn't touch it. That is my worst nightmare.
I was like, let's not say that. Okay? Like,
but it's true. It's like, no, it is, but it's not. All right? Because people are going to, okay, I get it. No, don't, you know?
Yeah.
That's fucking scary as shit.
Yeah, but she's talking, you know, she's like, it's a trip, bro. Like, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, but Veda can fucking speak, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Like, she knows what the fuck she's talking about, and she's saying, like, full-ass, clear-ass sentences. It's crazy.
She's pretty advanced, though, like, for her age.
Yeah, you said that, and yeah. I don't know how to gauge, but I guess you've been around more babies than me.
Yeah, I mean, I've okay, that could come off wrong. I'm not kicking it with babies all the time. All right, I was a youth minister, so at a small church, you kind of fill in a lot of positions, right? So when I did youth ministry with like the teens, every now and then, I don't know, let's say the other person wasn't there, and I had to cover for them, so, you know, for like daycare stuff or whatever. So for 3 or 4 years, you're just like watching a bunch of Little Mermaid shit, you're watching other kids, and you're watching other kids develop a lot. And now a lot of my friends' kids are the same age as Veda.
Yeah.
And Veda is, speaking-wise, way ahead of them.
Yeah.
And it's kind of trippy. It's a little weird, you know what I mean? Like, she's saying full-ass things where other kids are kind of like, Mama said, I want this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then mumble, and then a word is said, but Veda's over here like, did you do your quarterly taxes?
In that voice, oh, did you do your quarterly taxes, Dad?
Dad, tax season's coming up.
Dad, you know you can write this off. This is I don't even know any tax shit. I'm trying to make a joke.
This global warming is a little crazy, huh?
Your deductibles are here, Dad.
Dad, technically my baby bottles are deductibles as long as you put it in the videos. It's made for entertainment and business purposes. I'm like, dude, she's advanced.
Yeah, man, it's a fucking trip, dog. It's crazy.
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
Hey, can somebody explain this to me in Hawaii? How come Hawaii, in Hawaii, like I've seen this every time at a beach. How come y'all just be letting your kids just run around naked out in public?
Oh, it's Hawaii, dude.
Yeah, but it's such a touristy area. Mm. So it's like, I've never seen so many naked babies out in public. And I'm like, hey, yo, man, there's perverts out here, dog. Cover that baby up. And I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I feel uncomfortable.
I feel it.
I think that's like, you know, the internet. You've like read about so many creepy ass fucking people. It's like, dude, just put a little towel around them or something.
Did I tell you about when I went to the nude beach in Hawaii? I was like, talking to Chia, we went to Maui once, and I was like, yo, let's go to this nude beach, right? And in my head, I'm like, yo, I'm about to be frolicking with my dick swinging because, like, it'll be so fun, right? It's a nude beach. Fuck it, right? And not gonna lie, bro, once we got there, I was shy.
He's like, oh, you just got a little grape leaf.
I thought I was about to be hyped to just have my dick out at the beach. But, man, once you're there, you're like, and also I got a little paranoid because I'm like, what if there's like a fan with like taking pictures, binoculars, whatever? And you know, of course, it's just a lot of like old white dudes with their dicks out walking around, you know? But what I did do at one point, and there's a vlog of this too, is like I just took my swim trunks off, ran into the ocean, dived in real quick, and then ran back, you know? Then I put my trunks back on. But I just needed to dive into the ocean naked once.
I can do that only if I'm buff. Because if somebody's like, damn, that package is small, at least the muscles are fucking popping. You can't be fucking, how cold is the water? You don't know.
Well, I fluffed myself for 15 minutes, lightly stroked my dick for 15 minutes before running in there. Had to make sure I was at least 45% engorged. You know what I'm saying?
I'm surprised Chia was down for that.
I mean, we're at a nude beach. Fuck it. She wasn't naked. She didn't take her top off. And like, I really thought she was at least going to like topless tan for a little bit. But she was like, nah, good.
That sounds more like Chia. Yeah. She goes, I won't yuck your yum, but you go do your thing.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of like just a private little beach, so that's cool. So Chia was just tanning, chilling, but she did not have her titties out, which I thought would have been cool, but...
Did you hear about the people who like, it's called perennial, they fucking sunbathe their asshole?
I don't know if I've...
It's literally this. They literally get sun on their asshole. Like this.
Why would you do that when I feel like your asshole is already darker than the rest of your body? It's already darker.
Yo, so apparently it was like a Hollywood type of thing.
Huh.
So I forgot who was a huge proponent of it.
Yeah.
But they're talking about all the beneficial things of getting sun on it or whatever, whatnot. And then a doctor came out. They're like, do you have any idea, like, the way the body is built for the reason that it is?
Mm.
That area is never supposed to see daylight. You can fuck up your skin there by burning it.
Interesting.
Like, it's not supposed to have sun. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Interesting.
But there was a period where people were doing, it was called perennial tanning or sunning.
Wow, you're flexible, dog.
Hey, man, I work on it. You know what it looks like? It looks like you're a puppet. And then it looks like you're Kirby Does Omegle.
My bad, shorty.
Hey, I love that account so much. And you know what threw me off recently? He put up a very serious post about his father who has cancer.
Yes.
And it threw me off because I'm so used to him just, you know, Kermit's dick.
Yeah, yeah.
And that watching that, I kind of laughed because I was like, dog, this is so random.
And all the comments are, my bad, shorty.
Your dad has cancer?
My bad, shorty.
It's like, come on, y'all. Give your home some love. Donate some money.
I feel like your booty hole skin is like the same color as like your nipple skin or, you know, whatever. It's just, it's darker.
It's supposed to be a little darker, you know? A lot of poop passes through it.
Isn't it like the color of your lips is like the color of your nipples?
People say some shit like that. Have you ever seen a bleached asshole like in person?
Not in person, no.
I have.
Really?
Very interesting.
Huh.
I was like, oh, look, it's the same
color all around.
Wow.
Blew my mind.
Whoa.
She had the, she got it done when she got laser removal too. Oh. So when she got laser removal, she also did that as well.
Interesting.
But that was the first time I saw a bleached asshole. It was a little weird.
Yeah, I guess you kind of expect it to be a little darker.
Yeah, I expect like a gradient. That was extremely, it was just the same color.
And then the hole.
And then the hole.
Huh.
I don't think guys care about shit like that.
No, not really. I'll say this. As I got older, I grew to appreciate a pretty asshole, you mm-hmm. know? I think back in the day, I was like, who cares about assholes? You know, that's poop comes out of there. And then I think as time went on, I was like, oh, this is a nice butthole.
Is it? Boop.
Yeah. Boop.
Wow. Hey, you get pink eye.
Well, guys, thank you for watching another episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. I'm Tim Jonathan Roxy.
And I'm David. Yo, it's the dudes behind the food. The dudes behind the food. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the food. That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.